This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The 10-year bond yield is up at 2.34%. That bond market is telling us that the professionals are expecting the Fed to raise interest rates next month for the first time since 2006. Companies are borrowing now at cheaper rates in anticipation. An outfit called Dealogic analyzes this sort of thing and crunched some numbers for the Financial Times that showed a jump in so-called jumbo deals, those worth $10 billion or more. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
So far this year, there have been 13 jumbo deals. That's more than four times as many as last year. Economist J.W. Mason of the City University of New York says that money isn't necessarily for growth.
It's not financing real investment. It's not financing factories. It's not financing research and development.
Mason says many companies are using the debt to pay for mergers and acquisitions or to pay better dividends.
From a shareholder's point of view, that's really just as good as the kind of earnings growth you would see in a more robust expansion.
So is what seems like a good strategy for companies a good plan for individuals? Ann Witte is a professor emerita at Wellesley College. She says sometimes.
It might make sense to lock in a good mortgage rate, but it doesn't make sense to take out loans for consumption unless you're very sure you're going to be able to pay off those loans.
Because even cheap money eventually has to be paid back. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.